Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the...
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and back by popular demand. Well, I don't know if it's popular demand, but back by demand, our guy Rob Roy. From optionsclarity.com, and of course today is election day, and we've talked about the election a little bit in the past, and we are now here. What do you say to her, Mr. Rob Roy?
Hey, Bubba, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm excited for the election because I've written about almost the very scenarios that are playing out as we get closer, and of course today is that day. And what are some of your thoughts? What are you thinking about the election, and what kind of effects do you think it might happen here from this election?
Oh wow, there's so many things to talk about. I think one of the before we actually get into election day today, I think it's been fascinating to see the actions of the FBI basically breaking protocol and coming out and saying that there's an investigation going on, which obviously implies that there was wrongdoing. I think we all. Well, I shouldn't speak for everybody, but my opinion, it certainly seems there was wrongdoing there, and that brought the polls back together, which is making today a very interesting day. But the FBI usually doesn't do this type of thing, especially around elections. You know, one of their protocols, if you listen to the talking heads representing the FBI, is that they don't say stuff like this. They don't do things like that. And you got to go all the way back to Watergate, basically, the last time there was something public about an investigation like this, and I'm actually very interested to see how today plays out and where we are at the end of the day. And you know, there's still the speculation, and this is really what the main crux of what we wanted to talk about is there's speculation that, well, you know, when this is all said and done, the popular vote's going to be very close, but Hillary's going to win the electoral college. But you know, there was a 95% chance, based on all the polling and everything on Brexit, that that was going to be voted down, and we all saw what happened there. So it's going to be a fascinating day, but I just find those dynamics very interesting. And apparently, there's been some leaks that there may be criminal charges. So how about if we end up with Hillary as president? When the election is said and done, and then she gets indicted, wouldn't that be a fascinating state of affairs for our country?
Well, if she gets president, she'll pardon herself, or Obama will pardon. Well, she can do that, by the way. And I assure you, and I wrote about this months ago, that Obama would pardon Hillary on the way out of office anyways. He can do it. So she's going to get, if she wins, she's going to not get these charges. Her deal will become impeachment. So because she can't stop, a president can't stop an impeachment, but they can pardon themselves, believe it or not. So, I mean, listen, she is dirty. I don't care what anybody says. She's been dirty forever. I mean, you know, the whole Clinton, the Clinton machine is dirtier than the Daily Machine of Chicago from the, you know, the 40s, 50s and 60s. So,
right.
You know, I have no issue about that.
Congratulations on the Cubbies, by the way. Not to change subjects.
The Cubbies did good, and of course that was good too, because I bet on it when they were down 3-1. I bet on them and took 4-1. So it was a nice little extra victory. But I don't think that Hillary's going to win the Electoral College, my friend. I've said and I've written, and I will stand by that. I believe Trump is going to win, and I think he's going to win easy. That's my prediction has been for months that Trump is going to win easy anyways, because I don't know any human being that could actually look at having the same garbage we've had for 8 years with no growth, no prospect for growth, no hope for jobs, and then bring in somebody who is on top of everything, a criminal. In other areas, again, I'm not talking about what's going on now, but I'm talking about even back in the day of the Board of Trade days and everything she's done to attack women that her husband has been philandering with, and all these other things. I can't see people not going in that voting booth, and no, nobody will admit that they're going to vote for Donald Trump because, of course, he's got his own issues. But I believe that that even the delegates are going to have a change of heart privately. What do you think?
I've always been so. You're a believer in the silent majority theory, and I've kind of felt that way too. I'm not quite as confident on the electoral college side of things as you are, but I hope you're right because I'm with you. But I do think that just because of some of the things that Trump says, sticks his foot in his mouth, lets his ego fly, whatever, tweets at 3 a.m., all of, the silly things that he's done, that people don't want to come out and say, I'm going to vote for Trump. So they either are noncommittal or they say Clinton. But when they get, in those booths today and they're hitting those buttons, how can you press that button for Clinton? I'm with you on that, and I hope you're right. I wish I was as confident as you are, but I hope it comes out that way. But I am a believer that it'll be much different than what people are forecasting. As far as I think that the silent majority theory is underestimated.
Well, I mean,
they will get in there and want change. And I like your theory as well too, because you look at the country and how many years has she been in politics, and we've just come off of 8 years of Obama, and no one can see it. It's always the thing. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago or 8 years ago? And except for a select few, who can say that they really are? And, the whole idea of change that we were supposed to get 8 years ago, maybe we'll actually do something to bring about real change this time.
Well, I don't know anybody who's better off. I mean, the very wealthy are better off, but, I always live by the theory. The real rich, the Warren Buffetts, those type of rich, not guys that are rich on paper, but the real rich, they actually make more of their fortune in times of trouble like we have now. And the entitled few, they don't care. Neither one changes their lifestyle on the economy. The only people who have to change are the middle class, like you and me, that these things actually have a greater effect on. So when I look at the picture, nobody has benefited, and all the promises that were made were bullshit. I knew it. I mean, look, I called Mr. Obama a carny huckster the day I voted early in 08. That day I called him in front of a group of about 800 people that were lined up to early vote. And I said, he's a carny huckster. And you'll see that when it's all said and done, he's a great orator. He's a great speaker. But at the end of the day, he is nothing more than that. I mean, he's a guy that has no experience. He's never had a real job. He's only been a career politician. So, what good is a guy like that going to do for you? And, of course, he has proven me to be 100% correct. But he certainly loves to get out there and brag about numbers that are garbage as well. When you look at the jobs stink. Okay. When you look at the GDP number that was 2.9 last quarter, I'll bet any money. And I said this live on air in front of millions of people. I will bet anybody any amount that number gets revised on the next trip out. That was more of an artificial phony number. There's no way that this country is growing at 2.9% with losing jobs, losing manufacturing, unless you're talking about all the alcohol and firearms people are using now, because those count the same for GDP. I mean, believe it or not, a 10,000 bottle of wine counts the same to GDP as a $10,000 piece of equipment. So in GDP, it doesn't know the difference of the two. So either our GDP system is screwed up or that number is going to be adjusted. And I will go with option B, both. They're both screwed up and that number will be revised. But anyways, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I am with Rob Roy, optionsclarity.com, opening up a new trading room to help his fellow traders and really do things to help you be better. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. If you missed an episode, libertytalk.fm will get you the download of the show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge. We're going to stop out here for a break and come back with more on Election Day with Rob Roy. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Will be right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Rob Roy, optionsclarity.com, and a 25-year veteran of trading, speaking, understanding the business. And again, that's why We had the best on the Bubba Show. So, Rob, you know, again, we'll get back to Trump, but I know you had some thoughts on the GDP that I just mouthed off about for 5 minutes. What do you got?
Yeah, one of the things that we do at Option Clarity, and when we have the trading room, our idea is to try to simplify things and put it into layman's terms that the average person can understand. And so one of the things that we do is we go through the jobs report in depth and the GDP. So you were bringing up the question, the GDP came in at 2.9%. Your view is it's going to be revised down. And, you know, they revise these things down over and over. It's amazing how many times they revise numbers. You wonder why they can't be more accurate in the beginning. But I totally agree with you. It's going to be revised down. It was lower than what they thought anyway. There was talk of 4% GDP at one time. Then they bring it down into the, you know, 3.4 or 5, and we still didn't even make that. And Q2's GDP was 1.4. The real GDP year over year is 1.5. Consumption's down. You know, consumption, total consumption, and I'll get into personal consumption in a second. But here's the numbers, and this is the fascinating thing, and the why. You and I talked about this before last time with the jobs report. You know, the numbers that come out are just unbelievable, and the headlines and the rah-rah and the excitement of 2.9%, and we got to get over 3%. I'll get to that in a second. But again, breaking down the numbers, consumption was 2.1. The estimate was for 2.6. In Q2, even with a 1.4 overall GDP, consumption was 4.3%. So that's dropped down significantly. And, you know, without consumption, you have no moving economy. I think everybody would know that. Real sales were 1.4%. In Q2, they were 2.4. So, again, leading to your point, and I think that number is going to come down significantly. But government spending was up 0.5%. Personal consumption, which is, you know, just you and I, was at 1.4. And if we start to take things out, housing, utilities, health care, the number is going to be back down below 1% is where it would really wind up. But inventories were up 0.6%. I always find inventories is an interesting number, because when inventories build, is that building because companies are viewing that the economy is getting better, so they're ramping up production and they're stocking their shelves so that they have inventory for demand? Or is inventory building because there is no demand and, you know, they've got extra stuff that they haven't been able to sell? So, you know, you can take that number and go back and forth. But here we go. Here's some interesting things for you. Why was the number at 2.9%? Exports were up over 1%. You know why? Soybeans. We sold a shit ton of soybeans because Venezuela and Brazil are the two countries that usually lead the world in soybean production, and they had horrendous crops. So we ramped up soybean production. We exported those out. That was a big factor. Just take those out. Just take soybeans out. The GDP is down to 2%. Then if you take out Obamacare, and, you know, we all know that Obamacare has been a bust, to put it politely, when the average home was supposed to save $2,500 a year on Obamacare, and it's actually cost over 100% more for the average consumer, and the deductibles for the average consumer have gone up over 500% for Obamacare. But you know what? Those increased expenses factor in the GDP. Healthcare goes in. So now you take out the increase in healthcare from Obamacare, and you're at 1%. So then you start the normal revisions, and you're the real GDP, what's really going on in the economy, is going to be less than 1%, even without significant revisions. You know, it just takes one tiny, a tenth of a point revision is going to bring it down below 1%. So take out soybeans and the rise in healthcare, and we're at a 1% GDP. But everybody was all excited about how great the GDP number was, and the economy is getting better. And, you know, I talked about in the past where the 3% is the key. You got to be above 3% GDP to have a growing economy. We talked about Greenspan last time, where he had this mantra and he started all this mess with the quantitative easing and injecting liquidity, and really the beginning of the incredible debt and you know, the problems that we have in the country right now. I think you and I both agree to was way back, starting with Greenspan back then, with all those issues. But the point is that 3%, if you have a consistent, real you know, healthy 3%, you've got a decent economy. You've got a good growing economy, and you shouldn't have rampant inflation. However, when you come out of a recession, you know, we're calling this the Great Recession, which it still feels like we're in a recession, whether the numbers physically show it or not. Normally, you have a period of time where you have 4 to 5 to near 7%, you know, individual quarters, not consistent for the year, but you'll throw in a 5% print on a quarter GDP when you're coming out of a recession. And so here we've had this great recession, and we can't even get a real 3%, which is just average, which is where we should be maintaining. So things are getting worse and worse and worse, regardless of what the number says. But those are the numbers that are behind the scenes. Soybean, big factor in why the GDP, it's crazy the way the numbers come out. And so, again, that's what we like to do at Option Clarity, is explain these things so people really fully understand, and they're not looking through the rosy-eyed glasses of just watching the talking heads on TV spout off numbers and have this false sense of calm and everything is okay. Everything's not okay. And if something significant doesn't happen, it's about to get a whole lot worse, in my opinion. What say you?
No, I mean, I think that we have a big market sell-off coming up. I think that we've got a much deeper. First of all, I don't believe we ever came out of the recession. That's number one. Okay, so I think that we're going to actually go into a much deeper recession because of our too big to fail nature, because of all the phony manipulation from our president on down. Because, you know, he don't miss an opportunity to take a photo op when the jobs number is 160,000, which 160, 180, 200 is not enough. Okay. I go back into the days where we'd have job prints of 700,000 or 800,000 in a month. And you're talking about now creating, he came out with the statement, he's created 10 million jobs since he's been in office. And I go, great, except that the jobs that you lost did not create as much income as the income that you lost. So tell me how good that number was again. But of course, that's the difference. It's the old story. Numbers never lie, only the people who report them do, okay? And that, to me, is a much bigger problem, because we don't get the straight scoop, and they change the way that they report so that they can curb fit the numbers to make them look better. It's just like when they switch from the U6 to the U3, and they switch, you know, X food and energy and all the things that we need, they don't count those. What do you think about that?
No, I totally agree with you. And the fact that if you've fallen off, there's actually something that's been floating around out there. I don't know if you've seen it, but it was like a playoff of the old Abbott and Costello, who's on first, regarding the unemployment rate and how, you know, if you're unemployed, but you've been unemployed for so long that you've lost your benefits, that you no longer counted in the government's number and, you know, the one that they put out. So it's humorous. It's really humorous the way it's done. But here's a perfect example. You know, we've chatted about this before, and I'm 100% agreement with you. The jobs that we've lost were higher paying jobs, good, solid middle class jobs, manufacturing jobs. The jobs that are being created are part time jobs, and nearly half of them are people with a second that are taking a second job in order to make ends meet. Just last night, took my son out to dinner for his birthday. He turned 21 yesterday. And so here we go to a restaurant, and the server comes up, and she's a younger girl, and she was talking about her job there at the restaurant we were at, and she has three part-time jobs where she's trying to help out to support her family. That's the economy that we have. That's the job market that we have. In order to survive, the best thing you can do is get a part-time job, and one of them isn't good enough, so you have to have multiple part-time jobs to survive. Well, if you're hiring, if someone is getting another part-time job, that counts as another job in the job report. So even though it's one person that's gotten two part-time jobs, it counts as two jobs in the jobs report.
No, that's again goes back to the backwards accounting, and there's a lot of other things that tie into these jobs, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, because there's a whole bunch of things that are preventing entrepreneurs from building companies. But this is Rob Roy from OptionsClarity.com. This is the Bubba Show. make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day. We got to get, we're pushing for 300,000. So I need your help to get there. In the meantime, check out BubbaTrading.com and you can see some of the programs that we're offering right now, getting ready for already the new year already. Hard to believe we're getting there. And also today, Election Day, we're going to talk more about the election as well. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back with Rob Roy after the break. The Bubba Show.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Rob Roy, and he has corrected me. He scolded me and told me it's not options clarity, it's option clarity. So I don't know why it took him so long to tell me, but you know what the hell? What can I tell you? OptionClarity.com. Check it out. He's a open. It's a live room where you can talk, and he goes through things like we're talking about right now. And Rob, I think that you know, now one of the things we see with this ridiculous Obamacare. First of all, I wrote a blog last week about competition. Where's the competitive edge that we used to have? You know, you'd have people competing for business, and now, you know, insurance companies came across lines to compete, so that keeps prices higher. But companies, you know, if you hire over 49 employees, you have to put benefits out. They don't give you enough hours because of benefits. So even if you have those three part-time jobs, you're still not making enough money to get the benefits covered. So where are you going to go? You can't make enough money if you're not getting any help from anywhere else. What do you say?
I agree. And it's the state of where we are in our economy right now. And just it's what is your view on whether or not they actually will repeal that? Let's say Trump does win today. Do you think that he'll be able to actually repeal that, as he says he will?
Obamacare out. Obamacare out. Be gone. If he gets in, it'll be gone. There's too many people who don't want it anyways. Only that Nancy Pelosi. Affordable. I hear that on the Fox all the time. Affordable. I mean, it's affordable to them because they don't have to pay for it. It's affordable to them because they get their own health care system. They don't have to worry about keeping their same doctor. I mean, they swindle the American people as it is in this whole political scene. I mean, you know, let's break up the government. Forget about, you know, not letting Time Warner and AT&T merge, or Walgreens and Rite Aid. Let's break up the government. They're too goddamn big.
That's exactly right. You know, Congress talks about this, and yeah, the Affordable Health Care Act, better known as Obamacare, it's anything but affordable. I just talked to you about the numbers, the average deductible up 500%. I mean, you can never meet your deductible to even get any benefits. There aren't any benefits, and you're already paying double what you were when you were supposed to save $2,500 a year per person, and instead it's costing you twice as much as what it did before with a 500% increase in your deductible. So how is that an affordable health care system? It isn't. And Congress doesn't even have to go along with it. They exempted themselves. You're exactly right. So if they sit up there and they spout all this stuff, they know it's crap. They don't want to be part of it. And they exempted themselves from it. It's just the state of where we are is infuriating. I did want to ask, do you want to talk more about Obamacare?
You can ask whatever you want. Fire away, big boy.
Well, you know, one of the things is, you know, the market broke last week, 2120, which was a support level that I'd been watching for a while. And all of this stuff of is the market pricing in a Trump victory due to the fact that the market's going to go into chaos if Trump wins because of uncertainty and, you know, he's a loose cannon and no telling what he's going to do, which I think, you know, does he have an issue with saying silly things sometimes? Yes. But, you know, is he going to go in there and cause chaos? I think if there's any chaos being caused, it's going to be in a good way. You know, he's got Larry Kudlow as his economic advisor, who was the architect of Reaganomics. The last time we actually had, in my opinion, the last time we actually had a really good economy. A prosperous economy.
Let me say this. 2120 was the key level. That's a level I've been watching. And my levels were 2190, 2120. And I said, when we break that, now we want to see if we get a rally back into that 2120 to be a seller, if this is going to be actually the break to the downside. But it has nothing to do with Trump. It's just like when Obama won, it didn't matter who won, the market was going to rally. It doesn't matter who won now, the market's going to break. Whether it breaks tomorrow, the next day, it doesn't matter. But I tweeted, you know, Goldman is out talking again, and I tweeted out last Thursday to Cavuto and Gasparino, who was reporting on this. I said, Goldman is full of it, trying to manipulate the election just like they do with every market. Markets are not reacting to Trump. That's my view.
I agree with you. That's exactly what I was hinting at when I asked you. I don't think it has anything to do with it. There's declining earnings that are one of the problems. The fact that there's no money coming into the market, sarcasm, there is some, but not a lot coming into the market. Those are the issues that the market's facing. And economically, there's a mess that needs to be cleaned up. And if Trump comes in and the market goes down, it has nothing to do with the fact that Trump won, even though a lot of talking heads will certainly be spouting that off. But it'll be the fact that he's inheriting a horrendous frickin' economy, and he's got a lot of work to do to try to change it. And, for me, I'm fascinated about the opportunity to have someone that is not a career politician, an actual businessman, to come in and see if they can change things, because I think that's our only hope. Is to start to run the country as a business and not as a politician.
Well, I agree 100%. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I must have got you up. Go ahead.
No, I just, I'm fascinated to see if Trump indeed does win, what he'll be able to do as a businessman. And I do think that he is going to make a conscious effort to rearrange these treaties, these agreements, these trade agreements, everything that he's talked about. I think he's actually going to attempt to do that. And his level of success is yet to be seen, if he even wins today. But it'll be fascinating to watch, if nothing else.
He's going to win, and he's going to give it his best attempt to change. And of course, it's got to start with somebody, and hopefully it'll be him. And of course, it's not going to be easy, because, you know, the most of the politicians are on somebody's payroll other than the government. They're, most of them are double dipping monies from other places, because that's what, you know, their constituents, and they all work the same thing. You know, we don't let's not kid each other. They have a dramatic edge over everybody, and they don't want change. Otherwise, they had to change Social Security and everything else years ago. But they don't want change because they like the position in life that they live right now, where they make whatever is 200 grand a year, and they get a 200 grand a year pension when they quit. And they've got all these perks going on, and they don't have to be worried about sexual assault. They don't have to worry about health care. They get a pass on everything because they don't live on the same laws that you and I do. So the real truth is that Trump wants to have, I think, more power go back to the states. And I think that's the way that it should be. Let the states run themselves and either run them well or run them out of business. I mean, like the state of Illinois, which is probably going to go out of business.
I 100% with you. Here in Florida, Rick Scott, when he came in, he said he was going to do the difficult things. He was going to make the difficult decisions, and he was going to get the budget balanced. He was going to cut taxes. And he was going to attract businesses. And in the area I am, we have a little executive airport. In Melbourne, it's an actual international airport because they fly to the Bahamas or someplace, you know, so they can tag international on there. But He did. If you look, I think Florida's number two in creating new jobs, and they are decent jobs. We have some government companies that are moving in here. Embraer, that makes the the retail, the regional jets, they moved here. Several businesses in this massive area of land around this little dinky airport. Our companies are popping up like crazy. Northrop Grumman's moving their corporate office down here. We had a pretty good sized branch, government contractor, Northrop Grumman, a defense contractor, I mean. And they're bringing their. So, anyway, my point is that he said he was going to do things. He made some tough decisions right after he was elected governor. You should have heard the rhetoric. Everybody was. You know, it's the whole thing. If everybody says they want benefits cut, but don't cut mine, you know, that's how everybody wants. But you take a little bit of pain for a short period of time, and now Florida is doing pretty well. And so, you know, things can change is my point. If someone can come in, they can cut corporate taxes, they can attract business back. You know, all this stuff we hear about corporations leaving and going overseas will cut the corporate tax rate, and the companies won't leave. In fact, we'll bring companies here. And, natural gas is a whole different thing, but I think we should focus more on natural gas. We're the Middle East of natural gas. Why aren't we focusing on that and bring some of that energy money in here into the U.S. that we could, a whole different subject. So I don't mean to get off on
Look, you happen to be right, but this ties in exactly what we're talking about. We are run by big oil, which is why we still use fossil fuels. Certainly, we have the technology not to use fossil fuels. Certainly, we have enough natural gas and have had some for so long. But in the meantime, we have over 100-year supply of oil in this country without disturbing the greenies and the whatever you call them, the earth people, okay, that don't want you to do anything. So we have plenty of oil here, and as long as big oil is the biggest contributor to the campaigns, you're going to have the use of oil. I mean, we never needed Saudi Arabia. We could have had this oil all along. Okay, it's been here forever, just like natural gas. And that's not with going drilling into the ocean or going out to Alaska. I mean, right in the shale spots, there's 100-year supply of oil. But we continue to worry about one thing: is the politicians want the money. Okay, they don't care about anything else, and they can talk about global warming and everything else, but nobody cares about global warming when they're getting paid on the side to do something else. And that, again, becomes the bigger issue: is who really runs the country, the big money or the people run it? And, of course, we know it's not the people, because we are the ones who pay the tab and get stuck every time something goes wrong. They figure out how to either get inflation higher or they figure out how to put new tax somewhere, just like they did in New Jersey with a 23-cent gas tax. That's one of the dumbest things ever as well. But, of course, I live in a state that has the worst ever, Chicago. This is the Bubba Show Top Horowitz. We're with Rob Roy from OptionClarity.com. Go to LibertyTalk.fm and download the show every single day. We will step out of here for a break and be back with our election predictions after the break. The Bubba Show Top Horowitz will be right back. After 10,000 Welcome back to the Bubba Show Top Horowitz with Rob Roy, OptionClarity.com. And all right, Rob, so we've solved all the problems of the world, but of course they're not going to change. And hopefully my guy is going to affect change. And I believe that guy will be Donald Trump. And tomorrow morning when we all wake up, we'll be seeing Donald Trump as the new president of the United States of America. Do you have a prediction? Do you want to step out or do you want to keep it to yourself?
No, I wish I was as confident as you that it's going to be Trump. I hope it's going to be. Since that's who I want, I'll go out and predict that he will win. And I do want to give you credit, because a couple of weeks ago when we talked, when Hillary had a 12 percentage point lead and everybody was just, you know, basically assuming that the election was over, you were still saying that you felt Trump was going to win. I think it would be easy for people to say, oh, well, now this new FBI thing and that changed everything and the numbers got closer and all that kind of crap. But you've been staunch on your prediction from the beginning. So just wanted to give you a shout out on that. And the fact, though, the way things have moved towards the election has borne out your thoughts and theory. And I hope But you're right. I hope when we wake up tomorrow morning, I just can't fathom Hillary Clinton as president. I can't get my head around it. I think it's...
Just put an Obama mask on. It'd be the same thing. but you know, again, I'm on a roll, though. I'm the guy who also called Brexit that wasn't going to happen. Okay, and I actually wrote about that before it happened, that it was the greatest arbitrage of all time, betting that it would happen and buying puts in the market. Okay, you could not lose on that particular place. So in the meantime, we do have a lot of issues in this country, and one of the biggest issues is that we do not get the proper information, and the middle class does get stuck. With every bad thing that happens, we get to pay the frickin' tab. And I'm tired of paying the tab for the big banks. If they're going to go out and take the risk and take the profit, why should I have to pay the losses? I'd like you to answer that question, Mr. Option Clarity.
I don't have an answer for it other than then we're screwed up is the answer. And, you know, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about who's better off now. And we know the middle class. The middle class is disappearing. Not only are they worse off, they're going away. You know, we're going the way of the dinosaur, and the wealthier people, the CEOs of corporations with the easy money. You know what? With the way corporations have handled it, they have cash. They can go out and borrow cash for nothing. They buy back their shares. They reduce the float. They use the no money, basically interest free. Pretty much money, free money out there to increase their profitability, increase their bottom line. And then at the end of the year, with the reduced float, increased profitability, guess what? Their bonuses kick in and they make more money. But they're just doing what, you know, the whole thing, they're taking advantage of the system that's put in front of them. That's called capitalism. So, you know, if we want to change some of that, then let's get rid of some of this easy money policy that we have that I think is going to, you know, I'm with you that there's a big downward move coming. And we talked about this one of the past times that we talked was the bubble that's being created from all this easy money, where more easy money was put in the system than when the housing bubble collapsed. And so I think the next one's going to be that much worse unless, you know, Trump comes in and can change things from a total disaster rather than just a downward move in the market or an explosion of this bubble. We'll see. But yeah, you know, when they were talking about Trump and his taxes, and he was being vilified as he's taking advantage of the system. And, you know, what's wrong with doing that? Everybody can, you know, can take advantage of the laws of the way they are. You don't like it, change the law, but don't criticize him because he's taking advantage of the laws and the rules that are out there. Well, and I respect it, honestly.
That's jealousy. Some of you figured out to beat the system that you didn't figure it out. So, I mean, you know, just like Warren Buffett. Listen, you don't think Warren Buffett doesn't take advantage of the system? That lying skank that he is? I mean, he only takes $100,000 salary because his dividend income gets taxed at a lower rate. You know, write a check. You want to pay more taxes, write a check. Don't have me pay more taxes because you make so much money that you think that it's the right thing to do. Okay? You know, they all skirt those issues, and I love the way they all talk around it. But even the frickin' liberals from, you know, the movie stars, you know, what do you think? They have these, they if they're so concerned about everything, why do they pay attorneys and lawyers and accountants millions of dollars every year to make sure they hide their money properly? I mean, you know what? Are we stupid? I don't get it. That to me is just a real bad argument on their part. Because if they think we're that stupid that they don't have lawyers and accountants that are paying millions of dollars a year, why are you paying them? What do you need them for? Just give the money to the government.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, you know, I can't. You can tell me all the stories you want. And Warren Buffett don't do anything without the edge. Okay, so he can make his statement and his story, and he did the old inversion thing, which I've talked about 1,000 times, and you know, he talks about all this crap. Look, we get no money from Apple right now, basically, because they're not here. But we could get something from them, but if we just match what they're paying over there, they'd come back. But of course, that's too challenging for us. We want to make sure that we make it difficult because we have to get our fair edge. But it's no different than legalized pot to online poker. Everything is the same thing. They want to try to get their fair share, but they want more than their fair share. They want to stick it to everybody and glom onto it so they can piss it in the garbage can like always. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we're on the same page on all these things. I agree with you completely. And it goes back to, you know, the inversions that are being done of corporations taking advantage of the situation that exists. And let's cut the corporate taxes and make it attractive for businesses to be here, for businesses to come in from other countries, and let's reap some of those revenues. And that benefits us as the middle class. It seems so simple, but you're right. The politicians, the people in charge, they just, all they're interested in is their piece of the pie. And, you know, I love it when someone will make a comment, you know, when all these negative attacks, which I'm sick of this too, it's the negativity that exists. And nobody on the political commercials talks about issues. They just attack each other. And it's sickening the way the system is. But when someone will say, I don't know why anybody would want to be a politician, I do. You're an instant millionaire. You know, it's just what you've been talking about with all the kickbacks and the money under the table, the handshake, all the stuff that's going on. Special interest money is the term I was looking for. With all that, you're set for life.
Well, that's what I mean. They don't care. They don't care about anything. You know, hey, look, here's the bottom line, okay? It's a screwed up system that we get to pay for other people's mistakes. That's why they're so concerned about inflation. That's why Ben Bernanke went from the head of the Fed to a hedge fund. Okay. You know, who are they kidding? It's like it becomes the biggest joke ever. And it's like the problem is that outwardly they're yelling at each other, and inwardly they're all in the back having a cigar and a scotch, you know, figuring out how they're going to screw us when they go to their next debt ceiling meeting or whatever it is. All right, you got 1 minute. You got anything in your mind? Let it fire.
Yeah, let's sum up this whole election thing today with if Hillary wins, you know, you're talking about, well, just put on an Obama mask. We got the same thing that we've had for the past 8 years. I'm concerned it'd be even worse because she had to move even further to the left because of her, you know, the attacks that she was getting from Bernie Sanders. And she had to make a lot of promises in order to just defeat him. You know, it's amazing that we had a candidate that almost lost her party's nomination to a self-proclaimed socialist. And that's where we are. It's the thought process in this country is totally scary right now. So I'm going to go out and go with you and predict Trump. I hope that we get him. And the fact that if Hillary is elected, it's going to be a worse situation than even what we've been through. And I don't know how. I shouldn't say that. I was going to say, I don't know how things can get worse. They can always get worse.
They'll get worse.
We might find out.
And she'll make it worse. But I guarantee you, as soon as she gets elected, if she does, which I don't think she will, but if she does, she'll move right back to the right and go back to the banks and because she'll be elected and that'll be the deal. This has been The Bubba Show with Rob Roy from OptionClarity.com. Check him out. In the meantime, go to LibertyTalk.fm. And make sure you get the podcast of The Bubba Show every day. In the meantime, election day, Trump wins. That's Bubba's prediction. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. Win or lose, I'll be back, but I think I'll be smiling. The Bubba Show, Top of Horror. See you tomorrow, everybody. Thank you so much.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.